Chapter 22, Reflecting on Impermanence. In Tibet, there were practitioners in retreat who so strongly reflected on impermanence that they would not wash their dishes after supper. Bhatru Rinpoche's sacred word. In this chapter, I will explain impermanence, the first of two deeper levels of insight into the process of cyclic existence. The second, emptiness, will be treated in the next chapter. A metaphor for impermanence. A reflection of the moon shimmers on the surface of a lake rippled by breezes. A huge river of ignorance that mistakenly believes the mind-body to be inherently existent flows into the lake of mistaking I as inherently existent. The lake itself is agitated by the winds of counterproductive thought and of wholesome and unwholesome actions. The shimmering reflection of the moon symbolizes both the coarse level of impermanence due to death and the subtle level of impermanence due to the moment-by-moment disintegration that rules sentient beings. The shining of the rippling waves illustrates the impermanence to which sentient beings are subject, and you are to see sentient beings this way. By reflecting on this metaphor, you can develop insight into how beings are unnecessarily drawn into suffering by being out of tune with their own nature. This insight, in turn, stimulates love and compassion. Realizing impermanence. We are under the influence of an illusion of permanence, so we think there is always lots of time remaining. This mistaken belief puts us in great danger of wasting our lives in procrastination, which is especially wasteful when our lives are blessed with the leisure and facilities to engage in productive practices. To counteract this tendency, it is important to meditate on impermanence, first on the fact that death might come at any moment, and then on the very momentary nature of our lives. One of the chief reasons desire and hatred arise is that we are overly attached to the current flow of life. We have a sense that it will last forever, and with that sort of attitude, we become fixated on superficialities, material possessions, and temporary friends and situations. To overcome this ignorance, you need to reflect on the fact that a day is coming when you will not be here.